This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help and preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Ready for a change? Join the club. Celebrate LA Fitness's Collierville Grand Opening on Saturday, November 2nd. Stop by 1088 West Poplar to enjoy complimentary classes, giveaways all day, and special gifts for new members.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
This hour's word is viral, V-I-R-A-L. You can text the word viral, V-I-R-A-L, to this number, 72881. Text viral to 72881 on your cellular device right now, and you have a chance to win $1,000. We're doing it every hour, 9 through the 4 o'clock hour, at the very top of the hour, each hour through Friday this week. It's Radio.com Cash. If you want to win a grand right now, text the word viral to 72881. Good luck. Viral to 72881. Another code word coming up at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're going to be joined by Clay Travis at 12:25. We'll talk to him about game day, about the Titans. We do have some breaking NFL news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Andy Dalton going to the bench.
What?
The Andy Dalton era in Cincinnati is over. Rookie Ryan Finley getting the start. That's the end of an era. I mean, hell, Andy Dalton's been there forever.
Believe me, my head, my antennas go up.
because I'm looking for a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking around for a bridge QB.
Right.
Looking all over the league for one.
What would you do?
Because we're going to need one soon.
What? How many miles of glass would you crawl over for Derek Carr?
I'm not for that fool that doesn't learn from his mistakes.
He's a good quarterback.
I don't want him.
Yes, you do.
Something's wrong with that boy.
No, there's nothing wrong with him.
Yes, something wrong with that boy.
I mean, did you see what he did against the Texans?
He's a tease. He'll tease you with some of the throws, won't he? And the old fool keeps diving out for the end zone, keep dropping the ball at the pylon. It's a fumble.
How does he do that?
285 and three. I mean, he leads the league in completion percentage.
Just a blockhead, Brad. He's just a big old blockhead. Now he's in touch with the Lord. That's the part about him I love.
I mean, he's better than
he's always talking about his faith. That's the part
you have
to
when you're that bad.
He is three times better than the Gumby y'all are rolling out at quarterback.
Oh,
he is.
Oh, the man you used to love.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's taking a step back.
That's an understatement.
So, like, I mean, yeah, going into this year, I liked him. I thought he had a really good year last year, and I thought that there would be a natural progression. Unfortunately, Gumby has let me down.
All right, Andy Dalton, the redhead's done.
Well, you want him in Chi-Town?
We're going to try him out.
Y'all know what to do with the redhead in Chi-Town?
We're not going to be real with ourselves because we've got a general manager in Ryan Pace who's got too much invested. He took this guy number two after trading up in a draft that had Trubisky and Mahomes. He's stuck to this dude. So there is no backing out or admitting that it's a mistake this early. His entire career stuck to this thing. For the most part, you know, Nagy, who had him third in QBR, is too. We're not going to admit it to ourselves that we've made this mistake. And so, no, we will not be getting a bridge quarterback, I imagine.
All right, everybody,
good
time
for Andy Dalton.
We do the rundown. Let go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so game day is coming to Memphis. Did you know that, Jason?
Woo!
Yep, they're coming. They're coming to Memphis this weekend. Fitz is going to be in studio. We're working on some other things, right? We're going to try to make this just an all-week party here on the Jason and John Show. That's what we do. We like to throw parties here on this show.
But they add that rapper in there so you have a little diversity in the song. Not sure I'm...
You're talking about... what's that dude's name, man?
Cowboy Troy.
Cowboy Troy. That's him.
Yeah.
That is him. Is he a rapper?
I mean, he's a country rapper.
I think he's just a brother.
I just feel like they felt the need to do that, right?
Yeah.
Let's diversify the song a little bit.
Yeah.
They call it hip hop.
Get some brothers in there.
Hip hop. All right, that's a different conversation for a different day. Country music, I'm just telling you, country music today stinks. It's awful.
You're going to offend some people in this town with that one.
I mean, the new generation?
A whole bunch of people just looked up John from the cubicles on that one, brother. He said,
I know,
what?
It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy to say that in Memphis, but I'm just telling you, that's my opinion, man.
You go to country concerts, don't you?
I go to Garth Brooks concerts.
You went to Carrie Underwood, didn't you?
No, my wife did.
Oh, okay.
My wife did with her sister.
Oh.
Carrie Underwood is, I don't count her as new country.
You pop star.
I count her as sort of like a generation ago. I'm talking about this today.
Yeah,
anyway,
I see what you're saying.
We'll maybe discuss that for a three-hour show in the summertime, Jason. over at 92.9ESPN.com, we have a contest. We have a game day sign contest. And you can enter your best 92.9 sign ideas for your chance to win an in-studio experience. What does that mean?
Get to come in. We'll give you the royal treatment. Get to sit in with a radio show. You can plug your business or you can market your charity.
Okay, there you go. That is a VIP experience. That's 100%. A VIP in-studio experience.
Tickets to the Grizzlies game, the homecoming with Mike Conley.
Yeah, you can watch Mike Conley go 1 of 16 from the field if that's what you're into.
Don't you be like that now with all these other fans out there all backshading.
No, I'm not. I'm a fan of Mike, but he has struggled.
He's been broke early on.
Everybody flipped the script all of a sudden. Now he's in Utah.
He has absolutely struggled. So, over at this website, it's over at 1990ESPN.com. There have already been some submissions. this one's going to trigger you, Jason. It's Memphis is King, and it has Jerry Lawler on it in a blue getup, as well as Elvis on it in a blue getup. On your trigger scale, 1 to 10.
I would be perfectly happy with Lawler being out there. You understand that? I want that made crystal clear to you. And to our listeners, what I wouldn't want to see is Lawler on there fighting and losing. Wouldn't that would make no sense, would it?
He's not going to lose on game day.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's not going to lose on game day.
If he decides, you know what, I'm going to give him a little show. Yeah. I'm going to give him a little show of me losing in a fight. That would ruin the moment for me, John. That would ruin it. Is that understandable?
Yeah, but, dude, you know he's not going to lose the match on game day. He's going to win. You know, he's going to win. Can I continue?
I feel like if asked, he would say yes to lose the match.
Here's another one. It's a picture of Elvis holding a microphone. It was a catch, baby. The King. You like that one?
I love it.
Okay. You like that
one? We should still be in the AAC signs with the thing. We should still do that, too.
How do we feel about the Elvis representation during this whole deal?
There's going to be Elvis representation. It's just one of those
people
things.
People demand it.
Yeah, it's just one of those
people
things.
In Memphis that demand it. I'm not one of them, but people do.
There's a sign that has Memphis Barbecue, and in one hand, it's like branding a Mustang. And I guess the implication is that Memphis barbecue is better than Dallas barbecue. Do you like that?
Texas barbecue, pretty good. Not better than Memphis barbecue.
Nashville sucks.
Ooh.
You like that? Oh,
you know I do, even though we shouldn't keep that up.
Texas barbecue sucks. Hashtag GTG. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of Mike Norvell in the cornrows. Just that's the sign.
That's our past.
I like that. I know.
Everybody brings it up, though, like they found it. Like, remember, who was the analyst that we had on? Oh, we've got a picture of Norvell that you all can't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, believe me, we've seen it. Believe me.
I got to get tired of that. I wanted to kind of just, like, pause the interview and say, Matt, he has been the coach for 3 years.
Exactly.
We've seen the picture,
down,
bro.
These guys get excited about the stuff that nationally that hasn't been seen.
Well, yeah, and it's, that's perspective.
It's quite the picture, too. So, in fairness to him, when you do see it, it's striking.
Now, this is a good one.
It'll shock you.
This one might be my favorite, but it's the don't lose your head, use your head. Yeah. And it says, Corso, don't lose your head, use your head, man. And it's got him with the tiger head on.
I love it. There is no way he is putting on a pony head. There's no way he's putting on a Mustang head on Saturday. I just cannot see it.
Here's one. Go Tiger.
He'll go with the team he thinks is going to win. Even if it goes against the crowd. He did that this past week. He picked North Dakota State. I want to say in South Dakota. They all booed him.
He was right, too.
Yeah, he was absolutely right.
Go, pick him. Go Tigers, go, Maine. We listen to 92.9 and the 901.
Woo!
You like that
one? Of course, you can get in a little plug for the station. I appreciate that.
How about this one?
Is that the only one you've seen? I thought that was the point of the contest,
that
too.
Was the point.
Nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention.
We got one that's got it in there.
And it's kind of bland.
A little self-serving.
It's kind of lame. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't say it's lame. He's the only one did it.
But it is. I'm going to be honest with you.
At least he followed the directions.
We listened to 92.9 and the 901. You know, we can do better. Like, let me give you some ideas.
Blast the one guy that followed the directions.
How about Fire John Martin? That's a very easy one.
Well, Fire John Martin is a good classic.
And smart to make it about you as usual.
Or how about something with foo? You know, something with, you know, like Tigers beat SMU foo. You know, something like that.
That could just be as easily be Scalabrine or Mr. T as opposed to me, reference to me.
You know, give me one for Jeff. Give me an idea inspired by Jeff.
Precious to
There's one.
Yes.
Or it's remarkable.
Okay. It's remarkable. How about
his catchphrases?
Well, hello
Game
there.
Day.
That would have been good in November 2018.
Yeah, it's been a minute. People still throw that at me. There was an opportunity. There was a marketing that we missed.
There was a time where
it's kind of like when I signed the release on Undefeated, John. So I didn't get any money.
I would say you were probably more known for that than you were Undefeated. Honestly, I think you were more sort of. Because there was a time where no matter what happened in Memphis sports, whether it was Grizzlies, Tigers, Tiger football team, anything that happened, it was like, well, hello there. Like, that's what everybody said about everything that happened.
It was a missed opportunity.
That was a
there.
Famous.
And this dude didn't make a dollar on a shirt.
Come
on to my recruiting room at my house.
All I do is miss the opportunity.
Yeah, and then you lament them later. You're going to be an old man in that.
You're going to be an old man
in that rocking chair talking about all the money that you never made.
What's your boy Eminem say? What's those famous lyrics from the fantastic rapper Eminem?
He is a fantastic rapper.
You got one shot,
T-Pain
right?
Had to cancel his tour because he couldn't sell tickets.
I didn't say he was still popular now, fool. I said he affected music more than Eminem.
Now I'm not going.
This is like you changing the argument. Talking about Titans, I said 3-1, or that I love Mariota. You love to change it up.
Nobody said
those things.
Now you're being sarcastic about Eminem, and that's just where I take umbrage. Now what was the lyric?
You only got one shot, fool. You can't even catch up. I'm going so fast for you today.
Two things
going over your head today.
And you've had two shots at it.
This and the fact that Kendrick Perkins was once committed to Memphis just went clean over your head.
That is true. Give me a sign idea for Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I don't have anything right now for them.
Okay. And what about Gary?
I'm not. You trigger me, and then you ask me to come up with all the good content. That's hard to do, John. You right. It's like having a gun to my head.
I want to go through some more of these signs, though, before we move on. This is a Nickelback reference here. You know them? One of the great bands of all time.
Yeah.
One,
y'all love to bash them.
Look at this photograph. Got game day because he pulled it left, and it's a picture of the coach instead of the kicker. We should have gone with the kicker instead of the coach there. That's my personal opinion. I think this one is probably the winner. It's Little Brother. It says Little Brother, and the T's are all the power T's from Tennessee.
Oh, I like it. Now we're getting clever. That's what I was wondering. Like, most of these signs, you're going to get – we were missing some cleverness. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like we just got – so we got infused with something there.
Yeah. And so they actually go through things. College football playoff rankings appearances. Now, they spelled appearances wrong, but we can fix that. Memphis 9, Tennessee 6. Final Four is Memphis 3, Tennessee 0. Highest college football playoff ranking, Memphis 13th. Tennessee 17th.
Oh.
So I like that one. But
nobody spelled Memphis like Broussard did.
Yeah, but Brad is saying is that it has to be 92-9 theme to win.
We were being a little self-serving here to try to propel, because we have no marketing budget here. So we're trying to propel some marketing.
Yeah. The whole point of the contest, John.
Okay, so any other non-92-9 related sign, not enter to win. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I mean, all of these are qualifiers. They're all good. I think you can slap a logo on it, and you're good to go even. I mean, I don't think it takes much. Like, if you have that Norvell one, just put the logo on. My bar is low. But here's what I'm willing to say, just like I say about our guys here at 92.9, willing to have you outkick your coverage and show me something special.
Okay, there you go. So you can go. You can enter this contest at 92.9
ESPN. Here's an idea. You Photoshop 92.9 on the Norvell picture. Like, for example, like if you took a 9, a 2, and a 9, where his number is 2 in that picture with the cornrows, and you Photoshopped, that's creative, cool type of work, plus a cool bit. Just like we do with promos, you try to make it clever.
There you go. So there you have it from Brad. If you want to get the in-studio experience and you want to get the tickets to see Mike Conley go 1-16, all you have to do is slap a 92.9 logo on that thing, because we need the advertising. Anyway, 92.9ESPN.com.
Next story.
Mike ain't even out the door yet before you start hating on him.
I'm sad about that.
He's having a rough year.
People are piling on a little bit, though, in Memphis.
Shane Bouchel, John Martin, is a name you need to be familiar with, because he comes in here and he plays the Tigers at 6:30 on Saturday in a game that's going to be broadcast on ABC in primetime, as you know. He, John, could be without one of his key offensive weapons on Saturday night. Would that interest you?
Sure.
All right, because I tell you what, it's pertinent. This has everything to do with whether or not the Tigers might win. Certainly will have an impact on the game if Reggie Roberson Jr. Cannot go. He's second in the AAC in receiving yards. He's been one of their two big receivers. The other one, James Prochet, who's playing. But Reggie Roberson, in the first quarter of their win over Houston, where they did end up holding on 34-31, he got hurt in the first quarter, did not come back in the game. And typically you'd look at this thing and say, okay, well they've got a high-octane offense, replaceable, and like we talked about, James Prochet, who I think leads the AAC in receptions. Now, yards, you give that to Roberson. They've got two of the top five receivers, basically, in the entire conference, and it's one of the reasons they've got such a prolific offense, because basically you can't cover both of these guys, and that's sort of how SMU and Shane Bouchel has played it all season long. If Prochet ain't open, Roberson is. And again, 6'0", 180-pound junior, Reggie Roberson Jr. is, and was having a fantastic season, 43 receptions for 803 yards. He was in a walking boot. It has been since that game against Houston that they won. Sonny Dykes said yesterday that Roberson is listed as day-to-day, but they have had some players on the team, some teammates of Roberson, go on social media and talk like he's going to be out, if not for, you know, for a while, at least a significant amount of time, or at least for this week. So there's some concern, at least from that SMU side, that they will not have Reggie Roberson for this game. And for a Tiger defense that, let's face it, I mean, last week against Tulsa, you're watching, you're saying, huh? I mean, they were getting lit up both through the run and through the air. It was somewhat good news, clearly, because, again, this is, I think, the second highest scoring offense in the AAC, only behind UCF. And, again, could be without one of its key weapons in Reggie Roberson Jr. So keep an eye on that. We'll keep you posted all week long. It seems like it's pretty doubtful that they'll play again right now. The official word from Sonny Dykes as of yesterday was that Roberson's going to be day-to-day, but they could be without one of their big weapons. And like I said, you know, SMU's offense is based on sort of spreading folks out and getting that ball to Prochet, getting it to Roberson.
He's good.
So could be a key loss if they are without him on Saturday night in a game. I'm telling you right now. I've already predicted that Memphis is going to win. Now, they're to the point, they're favored in this game. The polls say otherwise, but Memphis right now is a six-point favorite in this game.
So, speaking of game day, Thomas Morstead is off this week. He's the punter for the New Orleans Saints, and he'd love nothing more than to join the ESPN College Game Day set as their guest picker when the Mustangs play the Tigers. And I would say to Thomas Morstead, who are you again?
Remind him where the game day at. No, I know. SMU, big part of this. We wouldn't be doing it if you're not undefeated. But this ain't in SMU.
Yeah.
This ain't in Dallas.
Yeah, this is Memphis. So, like, if this was in Dallas, you still probably wouldn't make the cut, Thomas, because you're just a punter.
No.
You're just a punter.
Well, they had a punter on last. They had your boy on last week.
Who?
Oh, the punter. We've had him on.
McAfee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Pat McAfee. He was the guest picker?
Yeah, but they don't have any.
No. He was just part of game day. They had him out there.
No, this guy wants to be the guest picker.
Oh.
Impossible.
No. Yeah, this guy wants to.
It's reserved for stars.
He doesn't just want to be a part of the game day situation. He wants to be the guest picker. So,
oh, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
first off, you go get a Titan before you go get dude. And like I said, what are you going to get an SMU guy for when you're in Memphis?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
How's the crowd going to go crazy about that?
I mean, first of all, the crowd wouldn't go crazy for him if it was in Dallas. He's a punter.
I actually don't think they'd get it if
he must
were in
have been
Dallas.
Good.
I don't think they'd get it.
He's more of a star punter if he's in the league.
You don't think who would get it?
I don't think SMU would get game day in Dallas because it's a different type of a deal.
Nobody cares.
Yes.
Yeah, in Dallas, they're like page 10
now. It's actually
now,
an advantage.
I don't know.
I mean,
even when they're good, they're page 10.
Gives a crap.
If it happened in this exact week, I think it's probably still going there.
I'm kind of with Brad that I think ESPN and the rest of the nation almost cares about these ponies and the story.
Yes. Or,
more than the city of Dallas does. I'm sure they've got their pockets of SMU fans. But if you go to that city, they are the last thing in terms of
no one cares.
Things folks are following around there.
They don't even go to the game.
You go get in a car with an Uber driver down there. He ain't going to ask you about that. He don't talk about no damn SMU. You're going to be talking Cowboys drive.
I mean, they're 8-0.
You're going to be talking, Luka Doncic. You're going to be talking about Porzingis. They got so many other things going on down there.
When you go down there, and then they're
John, in Dallas, you'll get fans of the other. You'll get fans of the other Texas sports teams, like in Dallas, too. So a guy will want to talk to you about the Rockets before he's going to talk to you about SMU. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's come from Houston. You know, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't do it down there. They talk about their barbecue before they'll talk about SMU.
Anyway.
At least in the areas I've been down there.
We don't know do we usually know who the celebrity guest picker is before they do it, right?
It leaks, right? Like, didn't Katy Perry leak?
I want to say that it did. Like, she didn't just show up. And it's like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, we know, but maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, sounds like SMU could be down a key offensive piece, and that would be fantastic news for Memphis.
Next story.
You want to talk about these boobies? Because, I mean, it's been quite some time.
Well, just be careful how we talk.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I mean,
so they're not gonna glorify
I don't think there's really any. I don't think we didn't have any tact about this because they seem to be totally comfortable with the way that the events played out. Lauren Sommer and Julia Rose.
Is that who did it?
Yes, those were the two women who did it. I believe Julia Rose is a brand ambassador for Shag Mag. I believe that is the publication.
Is that porn?
Jason, I don't know.
I'm not your booty-eating brother, bro.
No, Brad.
It just doesn't work, Brad.
Brad,
I mean, we were bringing up the P word, so I figured.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that happens necessarily. That's a specific kind that you are watching, Brad.
I'm not watching it. Just that it was the booty.
One day, maybe you'll get that. It'll work.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was. Listen, I can tell you, I've never wished I was watching the World Series more than this moment because it went viral. What? I don't watch the World Series, dude. And if I'd have known that there were going to be, you know, exposed breasts. I'm a man.
You've been all over it.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm going to tell you the truth.
You are so deep in your flesh right now. I don't know if you'll ever be able to get out. Find your way out of that flesh.
No, dude. I am so deep in my honesty right now is what I'm deep in. I'm just going to be real about it. Oh, so you turned away? Mm-hmm.
It's not something I needed to go look for. You know why?
But you did, didn't you?
You know why?
But you did, didn't you?
No, I didn't need to go look for it.
Oh, you didn't look at it?
No, I didn't need to go look for it.
But did you watch it?
No, I didn't even go look for it.
Oh, so you didn't see it?
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
Because I figured you'd be talking about this story.
Oh, you did?
I didn't go do no research.
And certainly
not for the reason. Certainly not for the reason that you went.
For the show.
Show research.
Because you know what?
That is the biggest crock of crap I have ever heard of.
No, it's not.
Show research?
Bro.
Show research.
I read the story about how she's raised $10,000 for a magazine based off this appearance. Yeah, so I did some research
on
it.
And so you had to see exactly why she raised so much.
This is the difference between you and me. you felt the need to go there to see the boobs.
Yes.
Right. Right, to see, you know what, John? Oh, Smooth done seen some boobies. You understand what I'm saying?
I've never seen any
boobies. And you know what he did? He graduated from it. You know what I'm saying?
The man got married. Oh, so now you don't have to see boobies anymore?
No, brother, I'm a married man. I still got urges and tendencies. You understand what I'm saying? I get that from my wife. You
okay.
See what I'm saying?
But like,
I graduated from the need to go and what, John? I told you I'm a young man. Used to watch Skinamax all the time.
Yes.
I was just like you. I want to go watch some boobs. Well, Lady Chatterley's Lover, all of it. I need to see some boobs. Need to see some boobies. Need to want to see a new pair of boobs. How those boobs look. What those boobs look like.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yes.
At some point, you graduate from that.
No.
I certainly did. Yes, especially when you are a married man and you're very satisfied with what you do see. So I no, John, I didn't go
you
to
can...
that saying, I want to go see her boobs. Because you know what it's going to do? Going to send some blood rushing. Right? Going to send some. You're going for the wrong reason,
no.
Bro. You're going for what the devil. I went to do the homework
okay.
to see the fallout from this
all right,
thing.
So one of us.
What did TV do? They
one
banned
of us
her.
Is telling the truth right
they,
now.
They banned her from every Major League Baseball stadium
that's
in America.
That's a travesty.
That night.
And they actually should bring her to more
again,
games instead
yeah,
of
again,
less.
I would watch.
John couldn't tell you that because he tuned in for the boobies, not for the information
oh,
or the
I
actual
know,
fallout
saw,
or the homework.
Because now, I went to her Twitter account and I went to see if there were more pictures. And so what I did find was that she got the letter from
see,
the MLB.
See, yeah. you from that IG culture.
What?
It's all about the I play.
What is the IG culture?
The tease, temptation. All booty and breasts.
You
all over
a
IG.
When you were six
and see,
years old.
So you grew up at John. That at least I got out of it. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't graduate.
I'm not
from,
still in that
you
now.
Don't graduate from breasts.
My parents used to have to put a code on it
because
I'd want to see it so bad. I used to call the sex lines. I told you. I praise God, I'm delivered from that now.
Boobs
you understand
are like
what I'm saying?
Air Force Ones.
Mama
they
had a
don't
big
go
sex
out
phone
of
bill.
Style. Like
I got out of it.
All, you don't ever graduate.
But
from boobs.
What I'm sensing now, and clearly this is real,
mm-hmm.
is it's a new time. It's a new culture.
Yep.
To where the look. Right is okay.
Yeah,
like the IG, the butts, the sticking out the it's all okay. It's part of it. It's part of the culture. And here's a married man, right? Now what would happen? What would happen if Sam was over your shoulder and you're on IG and you're looking at the booties and the breasts? Anything?
I say I'm doing show research, babe. I'm doing research for the show. You're a company line.
Oh, but you wouldn't be able to give her any facts like the 10,000 she raised.
I'm going to turn around
she's
to
made
her,
from this.
And I'm going to say, Smooth done seen some boobies. He don't need these. He's already seen some boobies.
Graduated and delivered, bro.
I don't understand what
is,
you graduated to.
It is
to.
True freedom and liberation when you can say that to
me. Did you graduate to no boobies anymore?
Let me I'll tell you, I feel terrible for you because anytime, New Orleans, you can't do Mardi Gras. Because you're gonna be like a magnet for you. You can't even go down there and enjoy it with anybody because you're just going to be drawing the boobs all night long.
I enjoy the hell out of New Orleans.
See, the difference here is I passed it. I've seen as many sets of boobs as you need to see, whether it was on Skinamax or whether it was in person. That's
I don't
it.
Think
so
there's
I don't
a
need,
quota.
I don't need to go to actually see the breasts themselves and to feel the little rush of blood that you're trying to feel. Little, with an emphasis on little rush.
It was a World Series game, okay? And there were two sets of boobs. That is great. That is great. Is it not?
Man, you sound like Clay Travis.
It is great.
It isn't great. It is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's so fitting that you'd have Clay on next to. Because
he's a guy.
He's like you. He's a.
I'm so offended.
That's what I care about is boobs and money. Like, he went on CNN and got and literally got banned for it. But that's you
I
go
am
for,
so offended.
You go for the, so you can actually see the nipple and the and the areola and the whole breast.
Here,
you study it.
So this I did not zoom in. I mean, but I will tell you, like, they look nice. But what I
cannot help it, Brad. He's so deep in his flesh, he can't even help it.
But what you want me to say is I have never been so disgusted in my life. This
I
is
didn't
one
tell
of America's
to say that.
Great pastimes.
What I said is, let's be careful.
Breasts.
If you go back and you literally listen to this segment, what I said at the beginning was, let's be careful. Now, you probably thought I was playing, but I was being, let's be careful here. Let's not glorify. And I'll be dang if that's not what you just came on here. Look at the breast. That's why I ran to it. The old breast, the old naked flesh. I can't help myself. I'm telling the truth. Come on, man.
I mean, what you want me to do, man? You want me to just ignore it? You want me to just ignore it? I mean, it's one of the...
No, I don't want you... This is what I don't... Do what you do. You know, you're at this point, you're like... But what I don't want you to do is throw it on this side of the table as I'm with you in that.
That's fine.
Because I want you to be able to put yourself in my shoes and say, yeah, what Jason's talking about actually makes make a little bit of sense. Just because he's a grown man over there with the same pair that you got, right? We all DNA's the same. We all got the same urges. Maybe he's actually talking some sense that he's not looking at it for that.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
I can respect that.
He's not glorifying
that. I can respect that, but
instead of saying, you right here with me, brother.
But I also
not this time.
I also don't think
not this time.
It doesn't make me a bad husband. That
who said that?
No, you didn't say. I'm just saying, like, I'm not a bad husband because I looked at the video 12,000 times. Like, that does not make me.
See, it's one thing if it like she just passes by you right away. You know, she just passes. It's just kind of in your sight line. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing after when you go out there and look for it.
Well, it was retweeted in my timeline. You know, much the way I'm sure you saw it.
But then you watched it the first time.
I wasn't.
And then you watched it 11,999 more times.
I would tell you
the
truth.
So that's a search.
I think I watched it probably
seven.
Yes. I think seven's a good number.
That feels excessive.
How many times did you watch it, Jason?
Once.
Oh, I don't buy that.
I saw it.
Oh,
brother, give me your Bible.
I don't have one on me right now.
I'll put my hand on it.
I don't have it on me. It's
one time, and that, John, it was part of the research.
And you just said, ugh.
And what was that? I was able to bring more facts to this story as a result of that. For her, it looks like, in terms of raising money for that magazine, though, what is it, John?
Well, she says
Shag Mag.
Yeah,
she raised $10,000 worth of subscription.
There's another layer to this story. Lauren Summer says she did it for breast cancer awareness.
That's part of it, she said.
We should be watching. We should be aware.
I mean, we were aware of it before she exposed herself on the World Series.
Here's the deal with that. If you look in that same shot, there's a kid right there.
Thank you.
Four or five rows down from her. And I know at some point that kid's going to have some of the same organs that grow. There's a little girl right there. I didn't see a little boy. I think it's a little girl. John, you want your kid out there with that going on? You tell me.
At that age, you were watching
Skidamax. I realize there may be to you some appropriate situations where that's going to happen, right? Your Mardi Gras, right? That's going to happen so you don't take your kid out there. But a kid is going to be at a ball game. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, stuff happens.
So we can raise awareness with all due respect about we're not doing it that way when you got a kid like four seats over from you.
Okay.
I mean, four rows down.
Okay. I will give you that. I will give you that.
Because what is going to raise a bunch of little kids like you can't help themselves.
He's going to have a girl. I'm convinced now. He will have a girl.
It's not tasteful. But I will tell you this. If I had a daughter and she did something like this that raised money for an awareness for breast cancer.
Oh, let me hear this.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she.
No, don't do this.
You know? Who knows? It's one of those things. It's one of those things.
Oh, my Lord.
You didn't cross the line. You stopped short of that line where we thought you were about to go. You going to let her do that? So if she's raising money, you're good with it?
First of all, I'm going to be a cool dad. I'm going to be a really cool dad.
Cool dad means go ahead, sell it.
No.
Tell them to get on the pole.
No.
May as well, huh? If it makes you thousands. No, John.
That is not what I said. I did not say
if
go get on the pole.
If it sets you up and pays, I can hear you now. Pay your college tuition. Go right ahead.
I did not say
shake that thing, honey. Shake it, honey.
No, that
it's a new world. You know, don't let them judge you. Yeah, John's sending her to the pole just like
First
Genuine.
Ball,
that's your own daughter, John.
They don't play that anymore in strip clubs.
Oh, you crazy. I bet you that thing's still on. That's a timeless one right there for the wind-up.
I don't think they play that.
Anyway. John, you walking on dangerous. Brad's right. You might mess around and have a girl.
He's 100% having a girl if he has a child now.
That's not a problem. That's not a bad thing.
No, because it's what God would want you at because he's
right.
Got so many things to show
Thank you.
You.
That's not a problem, man.
You're right here right now. He wants you here. And he may use a little girl to deliver you to that.
Anyway, I celebrate those women because what they did I thought was commendable. They raised awareness for breast cancer, and it sounds like they raised some money, and they raised awareness to
for their magazine.
Well, that was a part of
and
it.
And it's called Shag Mag.
I know. It was.
Well, all those facts should go in there, too.
But anyway, you may not, and you don't have to.
Since you want to make this such a good cause story.
But those women are heroes. Those women are American heroes.
I just said we're not going to glorify this.
Because you know what they also did? They raised ratings for baseball. I mean, I can only imagine people are going to be watching, you know, whatever, the next game's tonight, right? Who's going to be next?
Really thought we'd come a little ways in the 3 years. together.
Uh-huh. I guess not.
Not today.
Clay Travis is going to join us when we come back. We will talk to him, maybe not about this, but about college game day and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Making an ESPN game day sign? That means 92.9, 92.9.
Just put 92.9 FM ESPN on your game day sign, and you could win tickets to the Grizzlies' Mike Conley homecoming game, plus a 92.9 studio experience. Show us your sign at 92.9ESPN.com, and then bring it to Beal on Saturday to get it on TV.
Put 92.9 on your sign. ESPN in Memphis means 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle, a deductible may apply.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports, but you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit, and good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Battinelli suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Into the haunted web, in total darkness. Lights out. The largest, most disturbing haunt in Memphis, in total darkness. November 1st and 2nd only. The haunted web at the corner of Perkins Road and I-240. Five horrific haunted attractions in one secure, all-indoors location. Get tickets now at hauntedweb.com. Lights out. November 1st and 2nd only. Hauntedweb.com.
The fear is real.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies. But TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Get down!
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday around this time, we're joined by Clay Travis. We're joined by Clay Travis. Now, Clay, what's going on, man?
Just reveling in the fact that all of a sudden the Titans and the Vols have won back-to-back weekends. It's been a while, so I'm enjoying the fact that that both teams have got some dubs stacked up here for the last four games anyway.
All right, Clay, we're gonna ask you to just be sincere here for a second.
I mean, and calm down your excitement on those two teams just for just a minute.
No question. 500 feels good. 500 does feel good. But I will ask you this. As someone who covers the sport and who has covered college football as long as you've covered it, did you ever think a day would come where game day is not featuring Memphis as part of the festivities, but actually going to Memphis for the show? Did you ever think that day would come?
No, but I will say this in College Game Day's defense. They have, over the last, whatever it is, 20-some-odd years that they've been going on the road, I think done a good job trying to cover a variety of different angles. To me, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the best game in college football this weekend is Georgia-Florida. I don't know how many times Game Day has gone to Jacksonville for Georgia-Florida, but if you are just ranking games, there is no way on the planet that you wouldn't be at Georgia-Florida. But I think what Game Day has tried to do over the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, you guys may disagree, but I think they've tried to open up where they go and not just go to the best game every week. Even last weekend, I mean, I think they bailed on Wisconsin, Ohio State in favor of, where were they, like
South
North Dakota or something?
Yeah, South Dakota.
Wherever it was, in an effort to try to be sort of everything to everyone who is a college football fan. And I think that's probably smart, right? And so within that context, it doesn't surprise me that they would go to Memphis, because I think they're going to, what are they going to be, on Beale Street? Have they announced
they're going to be?
They're going to
be on Beale Street, yep.
To that point, Clay, that it means more in those new spots, right? As opposed to, it's a bigger game maybe with Florida and with Georgia. Clearly, they've been there. But it means more when they go somewhere new, right? The entire city stopped yesterday.
Yeah, and I also think it's better. To me, it's like, if I have a choice between rooting for, as a fan, the team that always wins the championship or the team that has never won before.
Exactly.
I want the fan base that has never experienced it to get to experience it again. And look, Beale Street is a fabulous place, venue, to do College Game Day. And Memphis is a huge college football market, a huge college sports market in general. So with a lot of different variety of fan bases represented in, you know, inside of the area, much like Nashville, much like Atlanta, I would say, southern cities that have a big cross-pollination of different fan bases. And Memphis is kind of at that nexus of Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Tennessee, Memphis itself. But there's so many different fan bases and a lot of people, frankly, in the market that cheer for cross-platform teams. I mean, historically, I know there's been a lot of people, for instance, in Memphis who would cheer for Tennessee football and Memphis for basketball, and/or vice versa, Ole Miss and Memphis for basketball, whatever it might be. So I think it's a smart move by Game Day.
So it was interesting. Game Day did not announce that they were coming to Memphis. Everybody knew they were coming to Memphis, but they didn't announce they were coming to Memphis until about 1 o'clock yesterday. It was the latest that they've announced where they're going this season. And part of that, it sounds like, was due to where the location was going to be, whether it was going to be on Tiger Lane at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium or Beale Street. And when they announced Beale Street, I obviously we've talked about Twitter and sort of how much you put into that, but there were some complaints from Memphis fans that it wasn't going to be held on campus and it wasn't going to showcase campus as much as people would like. So is that just a lesson that people will complain about anything no matter what?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look, I can understand. Like, you want to have, that to me is like, hey, I wanted my ice cream with chocolate syrup, and instead of chocolate sprinkles, I wanted rainbow sprinkles on it, and now I'm not going to enjoy it as much, right? You basically have got the entirety of what you could possibly want, and there's this little thing that you're upset by, and so Twitter is the magnifying glass or the megaphone for the little thing that upsets you. It's the complaining about the sprinkle color on the ice cream when really you're getting the ice cream dish that you want, right? So it doesn't really surprise me. And look, I would think for the city of Memphis, it's far better to get the advertisement on Beale Street than it is to get the advertisement on the University of Memphis's campus. I mean, that's my opinion. If I'm a Memphis resident, I want the several million people watching game day to think to themselves, hey, you know what? Maybe we should go watch a Grizzlies game. Maybe we should go down to Memphis. Look how fun Beale Street looks. That's the advertisement I want if I'm Memphis, not, hey, this is just another campus. You know, look, not to say that, that you don't want game day on a campus, but the more impactful, I think, location beyond a shadow of a doubt is embracing the city of Memphis, not just the university.
You like Memphis's chances in this one, Clay? I think they're a six-point favorite last I looked. This is a big opportunity for Memphis.
Well, who was it? Tulsa, who shanked a 29-yard field goal this past weekend.
We'll take it.
To avoid taking some a lot of flavor. I probably would have liked Memphis even more if they had made that field goal because I feel like it's just a big swing to go, and certainly it's a look-ahead game. But look, SMU, and I don't claim to be an expert on SMU, but I have watched about three of their games, at least in some total. And they've been living on the razor's edge very often. Mm-hmm. They're 8-0, but it's not an 8-0 where, you know, like, hey, a New England Patriots 8-0, right? Where they're 8-0 and there's never really been a chance they could lose any of the games that they've won. Know the Patriots had the one close game against the Bills, but by and large, like, all undefeated records are not created equal. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all that Memphis would be in a position where they can pull off what will be classified as an upset for purposes of the polls, but as you just mentioned, not an upset at all for purposes of odds makers.
All right, last one on game day, Clay. Who should be the celebrity guest picker?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a great question. Let me think here for a minute. I mean, an easy selection is bring in somebody I think you could bring in a member of the Grizzlies. I don't know if they're going to be in town that weekend. I don't know what they're
going to have a game that day.
They have a game that day.
Yeah,
so, I mean, the whole team would be there. I would say Ja Morant, if you could get him, even though he doesn't have a direct connection to the University of Memphis, I think he would be a pretty outstanding choice. I'll go off the radar here a little bit. I think if you went with an old school wrestler, that would be pretty fabulous.
Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler would be a phenomenal choice. Somebody along those lines.
You're not giving us any prayer of getting Justin Timberlake. I'm waiting for you to mention that.
Would you be impressed with Timberlake?
I think it would be impressive. I don't know what Timberlake's travel schedule is right now, but obviously he now lives down the street from me here in Nashville.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Would people in Memphis even want him to come back and claim? Yeah.
Will your kids go trick-or-treating at his house? Like, is that how close he lives to you, Clay?
I think he's got a gate, but he's close. Yeah, like, I mean, he is a very, very close. Look, Timberlake would be great if people in Memphis are willing to re-embrace him. But I kind of think like Jerry the King Lawler coming through in a king hat would be pretty amazing. I think somebody like Ric Flair. I mean, I feel like Ric Flair's had a lot of connection to Memphis over the years.
He was born in Memphis.
There you go. I think he would be a pretty phenomenal choice as well. But I think Ja Morant probably. If I were selecting somebody and couldn't get one of those like kind of iconic guys, I think Ja Morant would be pretty great because I think for most people he's going to be the face of the city of Memphis.
Agreed.
For the next several years.
All right, which one you got more confidence in? Titans coming back and making the playoffs or Vols getting bowl eligible?
Probably, yeah, it's a good question. Probably the Vols getting bowl eligible because.
Schedule.
Yeah, I feel like if you look, first of all, it's easier to go 6-6 than 10-6 right now, which is probably what you're going to have to go to.
So,
breaking it down, the Titans would have to go 6-2 probably. Maybe they could go 5-3.
Get
to 9-7, but it looks like the Bills are their schedule is just really not very difficult. They've already got the tiebreak over the Titans because the Titans choked away that game, missing four field goals. And you're also having to go against the Texans and the Colts, who are both pretty solid, as well as Jacksonville. I mean, the entire division is 4-4 or better. Whereas I think Tennessee will beat UAB this weekend. I think they will beat Vanderbilt to close out the year. And so they would need to win one of the two against either Kentucky or Missouri to get bowl eligible and maybe play in the Liberty Bowl down there. I don't think they've had Tennessee since like 86. But that would be an interesting matchup for them to be able to get him down there. And so I think Tennessee getting 6-6 is better odds than the Titans being able to make the playoffs.
We are, of course, talking to Clay Travis every single Tuesday here on the show. So, I mean, I think you were always pretty patient when it came to Jeremy Pruitt. You were always willing to sort of give him time. I'm assuming that has not changed given recent events.
Look, I think since October. So let's take away what the start of the season represented and all the futility and failure and 1-3 coming out of September. I think just looking at October, Tennessee played 20 minutes against Georgia, which was the first game in October where you started to have a little bit of an idea and thought, hey, you know, maybe this team's not awful. They got up 14-10 in the first 20 minutes. Neyland was rocking. Then they follow it up the next week and beat Mississippi State outright pretty easily as a double-digit win where they were in control of that game throughout. I don't think they ever trailed. Then you play against Alabama, and look, if Garantano just hands the ball off like he's been told to do, even with the bad calls, Tennessee's a one-score game with 7 minutes to play against Alabama. That game could have gotten really, really interesting. And they whipped in the second half in particular South Carolina. There was nothing fancy about what they did. And so I love the way that Tennessee is playing right now. Now, would you love to be able to go back and replay Georgia State and the last 30 seconds or so of BYU? Yes, because I think Tennessee wins both those games easily the way they're playing right now. And would be sitting at 5-3, and we'd be talking about, man, can they run the table and get 9 wins in year 2 with Jeremy Pruitt? As is, I think they have a good chance to, like I said, go 3-1 down the stretch, maybe even 4-0, and be pretty good reason for optimism in season 2 as you get ready to head into season 3. So, yeah, I was not a panic on Jeremy Pruitt guy even after the bad start in September, but given what we're seeing, and by the way, given the young players that Tennessee has on the field that are playing at a really high level, Jeremy Pruitt's first real recruiting class looks like it's going to have a bunch of studs in it. Whether it's Tuo or whose name I always mispronounce, a linebacker who I think will be a guy who's a first round draft pick potentially based on the way he's playing right now. Both of the tackles look like they are NFL guys, all true freshmen. A lot of people out there that are making a big impact. And I like kind of the swagger that they're playing with. So since October, you know, you probably start off with an F grade for Jeremy Pruitt in September. But in October, I think you have to give him a solid, A-, B-plus at worst for what we've seen from this team so far in October. And now, you know, November we'll kind of get the deciding verdict, but I think 3-1 is very doable.
Let's say Tua is 85% to 100% healthy. You wouldn't give him 100 just based on the injury itself, but around that level by the time that LSU comes into there, how do you think that game plays out? It's probably one we'll ask you about a couple times before it happens.
Yeah, look, I think LSU is the better team right now.
Okay.
I really do. I don't – now, going on the road in Tuscaloosa, we all know how difficult road environments can be. But I feel like LSU's a pretty challenged team. I think they're a more hardened team in terms of the quality of the team that they've played on their schedule so far. I think playing against Florida, I think going on the road and playing against Texas, I think the game against Auburn, all three of those arguably are tougher than any game that Alabama has played so far on their schedule. And I just feel like Joe Burrow is playing out of his mind right now.
Agreed.
You know, what makes me nervous is the idea of Alabama with Coach O, you know, 2 weeks and Nick Saban with 2 weeks. I mean, that seems like a mismatch, but I think the coaching staff beneath Coach O is really pretty extraordinary for LSU. And the injury to Tua makes me believe that the play here is LSU.
All right, Clay, Halloween is coming up. And there, I don't know, maybe you've seen a news story about it since it's kind of in your neck of the woods, but are you familiar with McCamey Manor, and will you be giving it a shot?
I don't know that. What is it? Is it a haunted house?
Well, no, it's not. It's not a haunted house. It's like a torture house, really.
Sick place of torture.
You you go through this thing. You sign a 40-page waiver. They say that if you get to the end of the tour, you get $20,000. All you have to do to go through it is give the guy a big bag of dog food. But you basically consent to letting them beat you up, put tarantulas on your face, fish hook your mouth, do all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just outside.
Got to pass a physical to get in.
I mean, it's only about 60 miles outside of your place, Clay. I mean, it's right up the road.
I am not a haunted house guy. I mean, I used to go when I was a kid. My kids have not been into those as we got older. I've always been afraid that there's going to be a real crazy person in a haunted house that's killing people. I can't believe that's never happened before so far, because it seems like, such a perfect internet kind of viral sensation. But no, I will not be going to any of these scary ass haunted houses. I'm disappointed already about just how cold it's going to be. I'm already, Dad is in charge of taking. I've got three boys. I've got an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and I'm in charge of taking them out and getting them around the neighborhood. And I'm already terrified about the fact that they're saying a huge cold front's going to come through. It's going to be like 38 degrees. That is not my ideal way to spend an evening. I'm worried about losing your kids. Because everybody's wearing costumes, and it's supposedly going to be cold, windy. That ain't my jam.
Dig that. What time are you getting in on Saturday? Bill, the broadcast starts at 8. So I think if you got in at 4, would be good.
I will actually be in L.A. this weekend. So I will miss the – I will probably sleep through the game day festivities. I don't get to sleep very much. So I know a lot of people pay attention to to game day, but I tend to be focused on sleep on Saturdays.
You'll have plenty of time to watch it in prime time on ABC.
Maybe, yeah. I'll be at a big Halloween party.
My God!
They'll have it all, Clay. Come on, man! Damn.
I doubt that they will have the
two ranked teams
on in the Halloween party.
Two ranked teams, but Clay. Two.
I will be watching Georgia, Florida. Other than that, I think it's going to be kind of a low television viewing.
This
Saturday.
Man here.
Clay.
Oh, man.
And now you're going to ask him how he can help Memphians.
Yes. Clay, just say you're going to have it on just say you're going to have it on one TV, man. But how are you going to help?
I will say at the Halloween party, can we please get on the SMU-Memphis game? And everybody will look at me like I'm crazy, but I will request it. And I'll also request that everybody save a boatload by going to thehomeloanexpert.com. Get a perfect brand new low rate mortgage that can make you the envy of your neighborhood no matter where you are. Get hooked up now I'm not kidding. Rates are in incredible lows on 15 and 30 years. And as if that were not enough, you can also get hooked up in a big way with a brand new mortgage. It only takes 5 minutes. Get hooked up now. Take care of you and your family as you roll into November and the expenses start to build up. Why not save hundreds or even thousands a month right now at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Clay, I always appreciate it, man.
Right, man.
Enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep. He is Clay Travis. He is, of course, the host of Outkick the Show. Listen, no one's going to look at you funny anymore. This is not 2007, man. This is 2019. Both these teams are ranked. They are very respectable outfits.
It was a trick. I thought he was coming around a little bit. He gave Memphis quite a bit of the city and Beale Street quite a bit of credit,
yes.
And rightfully so. Thought he was coming around, coming to his senses, and then he's got to drop the hate in. McCamey Manor. Did you? I think there was one woman pushed to the edge, and I'm talking about a customer who went in there and was pushed to the edge and wanted to take the axe from one of the employees and was ready to was ready to kill. Like
yeah.
Had she had been pushed. No, that's the thing. You push somebody over the edge.
Oh yeah,
you understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? Past yeah, their yeah. breaking point.
Yeah,
and I think there was one of those situations. At least I was watching on video. Looked like a woman got close.
Yeah, they're humiliating you. They're berating you.
Yes,
you
and
know.
you go over the edge, and all of a sudden you're the one wielding the axe.
That's right. That ain't no fun when the rabbit gets the gun.
And McCamey got to be careful then when they're coming after McCamey.
Yep, no question. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's game day station.
I hope you want a little yin in your yin-yang. I hope you want a little seeing in your Zang Zang.
Saturday morning, live from Beale Street, it's Reese, Kirk, Desmond, Lee Corso, Tom Rinaldi, Gene, and Maria Taylor, along with 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason Fitz from Golic and Wingo. Yeah, they're coming, and we're the station. 92.9 FM ESPN. Game day. Hear it right here, only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance. For people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online and there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.